Iran's formerly supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, is dead.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight. And it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Didn't the Iranians overthrow the Shah in 1979 because, for one reason, they didn't believe in a hereditary monarchy, because that led to authoritarianism and despots, tyranny. Yet now here it is, 47 years later, and the Ayatollah's son has succeeded the Ayatollah. Sounds to me like the hereditary monarchy is back. And Pahlavi is still in Paris or the Beltway or wherever he's hanging out making those videos. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, if a one-legged Ayatollah has one foot in the grave, at least he doesn't have to worry about his other foot being on a banana peel.
Ha, 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 ha.
If he's killed, will they bury him? Here lies the Ayatollah. Here lies the Ayatollah's leg. All right. I want to play some of these stories about what happened in New York City and just how it's being portrayed by the media. Let's play the this is a news report. These are let's start with cut 10.
At approximately 12:38 p.m., a counter protester identified as Amir Balat, an 18-year-old man,
police commissioner, Tish,
lit and threw an ignited device toward the protest area, landing in the crosswalk of East 87th Street and East End Avenue. Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police officers. Mr. Balat then ran southbound on East End Avenue toward 86th Street and gets a second device from a man tentatively ID'd as Ibrahim Nick, 19 years old. Mr. Balat lights the device and starts running with it. He then drops the device on the west side of East End Avenue between East 86th and East 87th Streets. Officers immediately secured the area and they took both men into custody. This was all captured on NYPD Argus camera. The bomb squad responded and examined the devices. Based on preliminary examination and X-ray imaging, the devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape, importantly, with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse that could be lit. At this time, we do not yet know whether the devices were...
Their motives may never be known, although they were yelling Allahu Akbar. But the mayor knows what was going on here. Cut 12.
This was a vile protest rooted in white supremacy entitled
white
Stop
supremacy.
The Islamic Takeover
Allahu
of New York City.
Akbar. White
I'm the first
supremacy.
Muslim mayor of our city.
Oh, shut up. That's enough of that.
Anti-Muslim bigotry is nothing new to
enough.
Me, nor is it...
Here's Tish again. Who inspired this attack? Was it white supremacy or was it something else? Commissioner Jessica Tish. Cut 14.
I can confirm this morning that this is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
ISIS-inspired terrorism. Or as the mayor puts it, white supremacy. White supremacy. Shall we have another? Let's have another report. This is from Fox. You report, we decide. Again, Fox, not my cup of tea most of the time, but at least they are honest in this report. Cut 11.
Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi are reportedly in federal custody and now being interviewed by the FBI in connection to the devices. A source tells us both are U.S. citizens, and right now we're monitoring more police activity in an area of New York City's Upper East Side near where the devices were initially thrown yesterday afternoon. Cameras captured six total people taken into custody yesterday, including one of them who said, Allah Akbar.
Allah.
The confirmed IED thrown yesterday outside Gracie Mansion happened during a clash of protest. The initial protest was called, quote, Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City, Stop New York City Public Muslim Prayer, end quote, and was...
Stop Muslims from throwing IEDs at police officers and law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens. You know, it's ironic. We talk about how history repeats itself. This happened. Gracie Mansion is in Yorkville, which was historically the most German part of Manhattan. And before World War II, that's where the pro-Nazi Americans known as the Bund were based. And they would parade around chanting Sieg Heil, which was the pre-Muslim equivalent of Allahu Akbar. They hated Jews. And so guess what happened to the Bund? The Jewish gangsters, the people that ran Murder Incorporated, Lepke, Meyer Lansky, Bugsy Siegel, those guys, they sent their thugs in and they beat the crap Jew haters. Now you have a mayor who hates Jews, and he's alibiing for him basically. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Howie. I don't know if these people called that are actual Trump supporters are not upset over this war. Need I remind people, if Iran ever got a hold of a nuclear weapon, they would use it on the state of Israel. Now, if you want to piss and moan about gas prices right now, can you imagine what would happen to the world markets if that happened? Just say an atom bomb the size of what took out Nagasaki were to go off in Israel. It would send shockwaves through the financial markets.
Right.
And gasoline wouldn't be $4 a gallon. It would probably go up to about $7 a gallon and stay that way for a while.
Tom, if they're shooting the same missiles at Saudi Arabia and Turkey that they're shooting at Israel, what makes you think they wouldn't be shooting nuclear weapons at Turkey and Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries?
Let's put it this way. You had the Iran-Iraq war. One side was Sunni Muslims. The other side were Shiite Muslims. And that goes back to after Muhammad died, some sort of schism with Islam. And, you know, make no mistake, the National Public Radio crowd thinks that, oh, well, mutually assured destruction. Well, the communists in Russia did not want to commit suicide to achieve their political goals. These whack jobs, these religious whack jobs, do want to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to have this conversation with the idiots I went to Foxborough High School with, and they don't want to hear it. They don't think that Muslims' leadership is capable of wanting to commit suicide. And it's like, oh, just stop it. How many discotheques were blown up in Germany in the 80s and in France of people?
How about the gay discotheque in Orlando by a Hillary Clinton Muslim supporter? And he was chanting Allahu Akbar, and Obama had the FBI change Allahu Akbar in the transcript to God is great, because they didn't want anybody to know what was going on, as if people were that stupid. Thanks for the call, Tom. For most people, getting prescription medication is always a hassle. You wait weeks for a doctor's appointment just to get a simple prescription. Then you deal with the insurance, the lines at the pharmacy, hoping they even have it in stock and don't send you across town to another pharmacy. But there's one pharmacy that's doing it a smarter way, and I've been telling you about them for a while now. That is All Family Pharmacy. Here's how it works. You go online, choose what you need, you fill out a quick medical form. One of their licensed doctors reviews it, writes the prescription for you if it's appropriate, and they ship it directly to your door. They've got antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, mebendazole, NAD+, and hundreds of other prescription medications you might need at home. No waiting rooms, no pharmacy lines, just the way it should work. If you like being prepared, this is one of the smartest things you can do. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave, dispatch Rumble.
At rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble, activate.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how long will Khamenei's son remain alive now that he's the new boss of Iran? Dead by the end of the week? Dead by the end of the month? Is already dead or will survive the war?
Dead by the end of the week.
42% agree dead by the end of the week. 38% say dead by the end of the month. 9% say is already dead. And 11% say will survive the war.
All right. So they had their arraignment. The two savages had their arraignment today in New York City. They said they were inspired by the Islamic State extremist group, according to a federal court complaint. Emir Balat and Ibrahim Kayami were being held without bail after their arraignment today on charges that include attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization and using a weapon of mass destruction. The men said nothing during the brief proceeding, but Kayami, he's the one who lives in a $2.5 million mansion in suburban Philadelphia, owned by his Afghan parents. But Kayami's Afghan-born parents. But Kayami smirked and looked over at Bayat as the judge read part of the complaint that said they were acting in support of the terrorist group of Muslim savages known as the Islamic State. Balat stared ahead at the defense table. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
I was just wondering, did we get a declaration of war for any of this?
Did we get a declaration of war for Libya? Tim?
Why are you deferring? Why are you changing the topic? I asked you a question.
I'm asking you a question. I'm saying we've established the precedent, haven't we? Were you appalled when Barack Obama bombed Libya into a failed state? Did that bother you?
I was. Absolutely.
Really?
I'm looking for some consistency on your part.
Sure.
Looking for some consistency on your part there, Holly. It would be nice to see it once.
I don't remember complaining all that much about Libya, but it didn't work out that well. We ended up with a failed state. But the fact is, you had no problem with Libya, but you do have you hate Donald Trump, don't you? I thought that was a slur. I thought you weren't supposed to say that.
Don't worry, I dumped it.
Well, we dumped it. So this is the way it goes. You know, It was the Democrats.
Intelligent back and forth, you know?
By the way, Chuck Schumer, last week he confused Israel and Iran. Then, of course, he's confused the words election and erection in the past. He's done it again. Now he's complaining about the SAVE Act, but he keeps calling it the DOGE Act. Listen to this. Cut one.
This is one of the nastiest pieces of legislation that I've ever seen. It is going back to the old South, where people were prohibited from voting and spreading
into
every corner of America.
By your party.
It is Jim Crow 2.0. And when Trump says that he will not sign any legislation until Congress passes DOGE, Mr. President, we ain't passing DOGE. You are calling for gridlock in the entire Congress. And none of the bills that will help reduce the costs to people for prescription drugs, for electricity, for home ownership, will pass because of your bullheaded, ridiculous fiat that you won't sign any legislation till DOGE passes, because DOGE ain't passing. Even Republicans opposed.
May we quote you on that, Mr. Minority Leader? We ain't passing DOGE.
We ain't passing DOGE.
844-500-4242. We ain't passing DOGE. Here's a woman, that guy, Tom, who doesn't care about, he's very concerned about bombing Iraq or Iran without a declaration of war. This is a white liberal woman. Maybe she's related to Tim. Excuse me. Cut 16.
Was your anger there for Obama when he did it multiple times as well without congressional approval? Why does it suck?
Because I think Trump sucks.
He just liberated the Iranian people.
Because he just went ahead and did something he shouldn't have done.
Let me ask you a question. Was your anger there for Obama when he did it multiple times as well without congressional approval?
No.
So it's only for Trump, not Obama?
Yes.
Do you see the hypocrisy there a little bit?
I guess.
You didn't care when Obama was dropping bombs on 8 different countries.
I just went with Libya because that's the most memorable one he was dropping bombs on. When is the last time America declared war? Probably Pearl Harbor, wasn't it? A day which will live in infamy in 1941. They got the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in 1964. But that was a resolution, not a declaration of war. Remember Hillary Clinton in Libya? We came, we saw, he died, and then she cackled. They don't care. This is Tish explaining what the Muslim terrorists who were described as white Christian nationalists by the Manhattan Borough president. This is what they were doing, the white Christian nationalists who were actually ISIS. Children of Muslim immigrants. Cut 15.
Preliminary test results determined that these were not hoax devices nor smoke bombs. They were improvised explosive devices that could have caused serious injury or death. Part of our initial investigation was to determine what energetic substance, if any, was used in the two devices. And our analysis showed that one of the devices deployed by the subjects contained the substance triacetone triperoxide, known as TATP.
Mother of Satan.
TATP is a dangerous and highly volatile homemade explosive that has been used in IED attacks around the world. Our bomb squad then rendered safe both devices. And as of now, explosive evidence samples are being sent to an FBI lab for further testing.
The parents of these two savages were let into the country. They were naturalized after 9/11. And now their children are trying to perpetrate new mass terror attacks on Western civilization. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, It's Howie Carr.
Regime-controlled media is giving this New York City terror attack a good leaving alone, as you might expect. But the New York Post is was at the arraignment and got all the charging documents from the feds. And, of course, they're just teenagers, so this means they're kids, as Mayor Mamdani said of the foreign thugs who were attacking the cops in Washington Square Park a week or so ago, throwing chunks of ice at them, trying to kill them. He said it's just a snowball fight with kids. So these are just kids, too, 18 and 19. Balat, he's the Turk. He's the Turkish savage. This is what he said after he was arrested. This isn't a religion that just stands around when people talk about the blessed name of the prophet. This is after he put the handcuffs on him. We take action. If I didn't do it, someone else will come and do it. When he arrived at the precinct, the NYPD precinct, Balat allegedly asked cops for pen and paper and scribbled a disturbing manifesto proclaiming his extremist beliefs. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of all worlds, he allegedly wrote. I pledge my allegiance to the Islamic State. Die in your rage, you kuffer. That's for infidel. That's a slur for infidel. It's good that we let these people's parents into the country, isn't it? Because they're good, loyal Americans.
Geez, you'd think these guys would name a motive at some point, Howie. They're giving us nothing.
They're just lone wolves. The fact that there are two of them, they're two lone wolves that came together in a lone wolf pack, and their motives may never be known. All praise is due to Allah. Meanwhile, Kayumi, he's the one from Afghanistan, and lives in a $2.5 million mansion, was captured on police body cam footage being asked by someone in the crowd why he had done this, meaning tried to kill Americans. ISIS, he allegedly replied. Once at the precinct, the would-be Taliban terrorist allegedly admitted he watched ISIS propaganda on his phone and that his actions were partially inspired by the terror group. And now they're loving their new mayor, Mamdani. Yes, sir. 844-500-4242. Dow and oil bouncing back. I don't know how it's gonna what it's gonna close out at 4 o'clock, but that's a good sign. The mainstream media, in case you didn't hear it this morning around dawn, they were so excited. The Dow, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages futures are down to 1,200 points. Let's go, Democrats! This is a good sign. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's have, you want some illegal alien news? This is a we don't need all of this, but this is a journalist in Nashville just came over from Colombia, and guess where she is now? She came over from Colombia, the gem of the ocean, in 2021, and she immediately got started working for some anti-American Spanish language network. Look what's happened to her now. We don't need the whole thing, but we'll just play a little bit of it. Cut six.
A Nashville television reporter, now in immigration detention. As Stephanie Rodriguez, who works for Nashville Noticias and Univision 42, was taken into custody by immigration agents March 4th. According to a statement from the outlet, Rodriguez was with her husband outside a gym on Murfreesboro
Park. Ay, caramba!
Surrounded their Mark News vehicle. The station says several men then exited those cars and demanded Rodriguez be taken into custody. She was later transported to a detention center.
Adios, Estefani!
A case with ICE.
That's enough. You know what never happens? What never happens in America? Illegal aliens voting. Cut seven.
According to federal prosecutors, 50-year-old Mahdi Saka was ordered deported from the United States in 2000, but stayed in the country and found a way to register to vote and vote in the 2024 election. So the DOJ, says he had been living in Philadelphia illegally and that he had falsely claimed to be an American citizen in order to vote.
So it never happens in Pennsylvania. You know where else it never happens? It never happens in North Carolina. Cut eight.
Canadian accused of illegally voting in southeastern North Carolina for decades. Federal prosecutors say Dennis Bouchard, originally from Canada, lives in Wilmington, but he never became a U.S. citizen. They say he lived in the area most of his life since he was a child. Prosecutors allege he's voted illegally in New Hanover and Pender counties for more than 20 years. Now facing
federal charges for
voting in the 2022-2024 elections. Our sister station in
Raleigh, he's
just now being charged for those two elections if they believe this has been going on as long as it has. But they would not answer. If we get details, we'll pass.
You know where else you never have any voter fraud is in California. California voter fraudster sentenced after investigation found 71 voter names registered to his own address. He's from Lodi. Oh, Lord, he's stuck in Lodi again. But he's not stuck in Lodi anymore because he's going to prison. His name is Shakir Khan. Not Chaka Khan, Shakir Khan. 3 years in county jail. They uncovered an elaborate voter fraud scheme Shakir Khan orchestrated in 2020. He had 71 names registered to his address, phone number, or email. He was accused of taking advantage of the Pakistani community with his election fraud misconduct. Pakistani, where one of the would-be assassin of President Trump came from. Yeah, we wonder who the illegal aliens vote. Hey, yeah, we wonder, don't we? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, we've been fighting this global war on terror the wrong way for 40 years. You know, this is not a ground war that we're used to, like World War II. This is a fight against the religious fanaticism. Look, your enemy does not normally strap on a suicide vest. They want to go home to their family the same way you want to go home to yours. But not in this war. It's a total different war to fight, Howie. And we've been doing it the wrong way for years. And now, they're inside the wire. We have imported them into our nation.
I know. That's what the assault. This is what happened. This is what happened in Manhattan. Upper East Side, one of the most exclusive, affluent parts of the city. And they were just there throwing IEDs.
It's always about infiltration, Howie. That's how they operate. They operate through infiltration. And then we had a wide open border for 4 years. We know people that were on the terrorist watch list were allowed into the country.
18,000, supposedly. 18,000.
Yeah, and 1.2 million getaways. You know, this is the national suicide program we're on.
Yeah, it is.
If we don't get this right.
It is. I agree, Mike. This is terrible what the Biden administration did, and now they want to blame everything on Trump. Trump's just tried to clean up this horrible mess that they produced. By the way, they just had more subpoenas go out. The feds did, the FBI in Arizona and Maricopa County for the 2024 results. They think there was big time voter theft going on in 2024, even though Trump prevailed. I mean, they lost the down ballot elections, some of them statewide. And, you know, Trump said, you got to make it too big to rig. And that's what happened. But some of the lower level ballots. So now you have 200,000 votes, they say, in Maricopa County, 300,000 votes in 2020 in Fulton County, Georgia. They were stealing these elections or trying their best to steal the elections. And now Chuck Schumer says trying to clean up the voter rolls is Jim Crow 2.0, although he doesn't know the difference between the SAVE Act and DOGE. He's so senile. 844-500-4242-413. Those voter fraud stories are just anecdotes. How many anecdotes make a trend? Yeah, thank you. It's good. Always good to hear from Deval Patrick. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr, and thank you so much for what you do for the people. I have two things. One thing is that guy that threw that smoke bomb or whatever he threw in New York.
It was a bomb. It wasn't a smoke bomb, John. It was a bomb.
Oh, my God. And tell me we shouldn't round these people up, put them on barges, and give them a nice pork sandwich and send them back where they came from. Number two, Mr. Carr, okay? Let me correct the numbers. There's over 50 million people on work visas in this country, along with 20 and probably 30 million write-ins by Biden and the Democrat Party and some of the Republican Party.
Yes.
And the bottom line is, how do we fix this? We're talking about one guy that gets caught. What about the other 50 million that have been here for 20 years on work visas and were supposed to go back 50 years ago and they're still here? Producing children and everything on welfare that I have to pay for that I can't even help my own family.
I know. I'll read you a couple more here. Here's one. ICE agents in Boston just arrested a Brazilian illegal who was previously convicted of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. Jocelyn de Souza Alves was taken into custody on March 3rd. ICE Boston has arrested multiple Brazilian illegals in recent months with convictions or charges involving crimes against children, a pattern that has fueled criticism of the state's sanctuary-style politics. The Brazilian thug is currently in ICE custody pending removal. How about this one? This one just came out today. A Guatemala national residing in Framingham. I used to own property in Framingham. I said North Framingham. I always said near the Wayland line. It was, actually, but you know what I was trying to do. I was trying to distance myself from Framingham. A Guatemala national residing in Framingham was sentenced on March 4th for unlawfully reentering the United States after deportation. Ariel Humberto Diaz was previously deported 5 times to Guatemala and convicted of illegal reentry twice, but he always came back for the welfare. He had previously been removed to Guatemala May 2014, April 2016, October 2016, and November 2018. He had previously twice been convicted of illegal reentry in federal court. That's a felony, by the way. Illegal reentry is a felony, so don't tell me it's not a crime. 844-500-4242. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged and handled. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved 2 lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and be conveniently shipped directly to your door. more than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
I got so many stories about fraud among Democrats. Chicago area convenience store owner sentenced to 4 years in WIC fraud scheme. That's the Women, Infant, and Children's program. The Haitians loved that when they were in the Healy hotels. They were getting all the meals paid for, but they were also getting food stamps, and they were getting WIC for their anchor babies. A federally funded incentive initiative designed to provide a nutritious diet to low-income anchor babies and pregnant, breastfeeding, and postpartum illegal alien females. From 2010 to 2018, the owner of several Chicago-area convenience stores, his name is Hassan Abdelatif. Hassan Abdelatif schemed with 8 other convenience store owners to fraudulently redeem checks from the WIC program. 37 years old, and he stole more than $8.8 million. Hassan Abdelatif. I'm going to guess he was not born here in the Great Satan. Lorenzo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lorenzo.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call about the voter fraud. Arizona was one of the worst, just as bad as, I believe, Pennsylvania and in New Hampshire. The voter fraud was terrible there. The other thing, Howie, you know, your callers last week, called in, and the soldiers that are called in and gave some great accounts of what was going on. What Trump and what this administration did had to be done. It had to be done for us. It had to be done for the Iranian people. And it has to be done for our grandkids, because this regime, they're in bed with China. And if we don't do this and put China in check, we're gonna be battling them in 30, 34, 30. I talked to a buddy of mine, that's a military guy, he's retired now, and he always says, "Look, if we don't do these things, we're gonna battle China in Africa soon." And the things that Trump is doing is the right thing. I think the gas prices, I said it before, I said I think there's going to be about 8 weeks, and then I think we're going to take off like never before. Yeah. But a lot of this media thing, you called it out. Regime media, Howie, they hate Trump, you know, because Trump isn't owned by them. You know, Trump's owned by
I know. Lorenzo, the price of gas went up like $3 a gallon in the first 6 months when Biden was in office, and they didn't say boo, did they? They didn't care. Now it's up 50 cents, and they're beside themselves. They're such frauds. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, the Guatemalan that came in the country 5 times here, all I can think is paraphrasing Fernando Valenzuela, "America has been better good to me."
It sure has. How much you want to bet he was living in public housing in Framingham, Jay? He wasn't living in one of my apartments, I'll tell you that.
Hey, did you catch on the Jesse Jackson Memorial?
In which, yes,
the son said he didn't want it political, and they bombarded him with politics.
I know. I got to play some of that. We played some of it the other day on Friday, but we didn't play all of it. We'll play some more, including his son saying, "What the hell was going on?" The Jackson family told him not to do this, and they did it anyway.